We're holding on Daf Chof, and the Mishnah, on Amud Beis, the beginning of the second parak, the Mishnah discusses someone who sleeps under a bed in a sukkah. And there's a very interesting question. When a person sleeps in a sukkah on a bed, but yet he's underneath a bed, and that is by a bunk bed. Person is on the lower bed of a bunk bed, and even though he's sleeping on the bed, but he's sleeping underneath the top bed. And the Pesukim tell us that if the bed is really a sukkah earlier, but if the bed is lower than 10 tefachim, then in this case it won't be a problem. And therefore, if he measures from the top bed to the bottom bed, and there's less than 10 tefachim, according to some, is as little as about 30 inches. If it's less than that, then already it's not going to be a problem. It won't be a problem, the fact that he's sleeping under a bed. However, the question arises that what if there's somebody on the bed? There's someone sleeping on the bed. Sleeping, lying, whichever one. And he is going to be sleeping in the bed underneath. Is that going to be a problem? What should be the problem? Why should it be any worse that there's somebody on the bed? If the bed itself is less than 10 tefachim higher than his bed, 10 tefachim above his bed, so if that's not a problem, what should be the problem with sleeping? So, the Gemara on Chaf Alpha Mebeis, the Gemara over there says that an animal can be an oil over what's underneath it. In other words, if a person would be underneath an animal, that would be an oil, and if it would be in a sukkah, that would ruin his sitting in the sukkah. He's sitting under something else, and he wouldn't be able to make his mitzvah sitting in the sukkah like that. So if that's the case by the animal, maybe the same should be by a person. And in fact, the Aruch Laner in the Gemara over there, that's exactly what he says. He says that even if a person in certain situations can be under a bed, but under a person, that's a problem. Similar to what the Gemara says by an animal. However, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Auerbach and the Shevet Levi and others say la halacha that that's not the case. They say that the Gemara over there is only discussing something like a shar, an ox, who, like the Gemara explains a little bit over there, is wide, is very big. And in that situation, that the animal serves as an oil. But when a person is just sleeping under a regular person, that's not going to be a problem. That's not an oil. And they add a very interesting thing, that the Mishnah over here, on Chaf Mebeis, the first Mishnah in the Perek, is speaking about sleeping under a bed. And the whole discussion and the story that the Mishnah brings sounds like there were people on the bed. It wasn't that there's nobody else there. There were people on the bed. And still, the whole issue was under the bed and the size of the bed, how tall the bed was. But the fact that it was underneath what seems to be the case, even if there were people in the bed, underneath a person, that wasn't a problem. And the Gemara, and therefore they say the Gemara on Chaf Alpha Amud Beis, which says that a shor is going to be an oil, that's only by a shor and the like. But under a person, that's not a problem. That's not an oil. So therefore, if a person is sleeping under a bunk bed, and the top bed is not a full 10 tefachim higher above the bottom one, then it's okay to sleep underneath the top bunk, even if there's going to be somebody on the top bunk. That's not going to be a problem, not like the Aruch Laner. That is the Shita of Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach and the Shevet Levi and others.